Good evening. So ourselves, all of us sitting here, are no different from all sentient beings throughout our world and throughout all the worlds, whether humans, animals, or unseen beings, in that we all long for happiness, a happiness that is lasting and stable, a happiness that is not punctuated by even a moment of suffering. We're all the same like that. So here we need to start by engaging this reflection regularly, reflecting on how we are the same in this regard, generating the wish that just like I desire happiness, and every thought and activity, verbal and physical activity, is motivated by this wish to achieve happiness, so too is the case for others. And just like I have the wish to generate causes that will lead to happiness, may all beings accomplish the causes to achieve happiness. And in the same way, I engage in various spiritual activities, such as developing the mind of generosity, the mind of ethical restraint, and so forth, in order to cultivate the causes for happiness. May all sentient beings do the same. We develop this thought within us, giving rise to great love for others. We then take this further with the recognition that for others to achieve the state of lasting, stable happiness, they have to attain freedom from suffering in its entirety. Here we generate the wish, may all beings be freed from suffering and eliminate the previously accumulated causes that would otherwise lead to suffering and no longer accumulate further causes for suffering. And here we generate great compassion for sentient beings. Then we, having generated love and compassion for others, we develop this further. Now that I have this precious opportunity, that I've attained this precious human rebirth, I will utilize this opportunity as well as I can, because it is my responsibility to ensure that all my kind mother sentient beings attain this state freed of suffering, a state of lasting happiness. I take this as my responsibility. And here we generate the compassion and love that we have generated. We then take this further by generating the attitude of altruism, where we take it as our personal responsibility that this aspiration that we have for others to achieve lasting happiness, a state freed of suffering, we take it as our responsibility to fulfill that. Then the third step in the meditation, or the fourth step rather in the meditation, is that we recognize that right now we are very limited beings. We struggle to act in accordance with the being's individual personalities. We recognize that it is the Buddha who has the perfect capacity to act entirely in accordance with being's individual karmic backgrounds and spiritual dispositions. And therefore, We commit to strive for Buddhahood so that we can fulfill the responsibility that we've taken on, this altruistic attitude, so that we can fulfill it. We commit to striving to become a Buddha for the sake of others. And in this way, we generate bodhicitta. Through engaging in the meditation to generate bodhicitta repeatedly, one will gain ever stronger familiarity with the generation of bodhicitta and will have an ever greater impact on one's daily life and one's interactions with others and with life's events. And eventually we will generate it to the point where we are so familiar with bodhicitta that we do not need to intentionally generate it. It spontaneously arrives. It arises in an uncontrived manner. And when bodhicitta is uncontrived, when it does not need to be intentionally generated, this is when actual bodhicitta has been cultivated. And that is when we enter into the paths of the Mahayana. So now as a bodhisattva, with this powerful mind of bodhicitta, we engage in the accumulation of merit and the accumulation of wisdom in order to achieve our stated goal of becoming a Buddha so that we can be of greatest capacity, we can have the greatest capacity possible to be of benefit to others. And this mind of bodhicitta, we saw a fortnight ago, is likened to an elixir that produces the gold of the accumulations of merit and wisdom. In fact, this elixir of bodhicitta transforms ordinary activities into activities of incredible power because of this motivating mind of bodhicitta. And thereby, instead of accumulating rivers of merit, rather oceans of merit is accumulated. And these oceans of merit will last until their objective is achieved. Buddhahood is attained. So we looked at this verse in the middle of page
39, a fortnight ago. Mm-hmm. Topper show, simply change some dinig, German mind by Jeva, some di, the Mumbe semche, Jubi, Doma Malimbache, the Nixin Banner, Mumbe semsure. That Delia, and a Jubi Dombala doing a passion jugi, Yamlin, Chigin, Sepige, and Chigalamach than the Yama jugi, Dunia, Kilinche, Domba Shubane, that's him, and he simja Tamisan Yokoban to be children, passion jugi, Yamlin, Chigin, Sepi, Kilinch Lembana, Kilin by another. Dinigi Chorachi Tone, Lamu Dune, Kilin Jabana, the Dumba Jubi Dumbasiore. Dinigi Dumba Top Savishi, Top Yubana, Dinigi Yugida, Jaju Semdela, Juba Semjela Gores, the Mumba Semjat, the Juba Semjas at the New Gore. Mumba Semjasadi, Persian Jugin Yamlin, Jigin Sibi, Dumba, Chora Dunce, Lemons and Dumba, Kilin Majavaina, the Semjedela, Mumba Semjasigore. The Ne Kilin Savi, Semjedela, that Juba Semjasigore.
How do you do in Yemen? Just to remind you of some of the divisions of bodhicitta which we looked at right at the some months ago when we started to look at the trainings of the Mahayana, how to prevent bodhicitta from degenerating. Here, when bodhicitta is uncontrived, that it means bodhicitta no longer needs to be intentionally generated. And this is actual bodhicitta. When bodhicitta is sporadic, it is generated and then it fades away. Whilst at the moment one could call a bodhicitta, it is not actual bodhicitta. When it's uncontrived, that is when one has bodhicitta in one's continuum, or one, it will be said that one has bodhicitta in one's continuum, and one is a bodhisattva. That uncontrived bodhicitta is aspiring bodhicitta. Thereafter, when one commits to engage in the trainings of a bodhisattva, in other words, in the six perfections of the bodhisattva, in order to achieve one's stated goal of achieving Buddhahood for the sake of others, that is when one develops engaging bodhicitta. So the vow that is made is to engage in the activities of a bodhisattva, the six perfections. And one is doing so in order to fulfill one's stated aim of achieving Buddhahood for the sake of others. So it's the making of this vow, making this promise to engage in the trainings of the six perfections, that one aspiring bodhicitta is now called engaging bodhicitta, as in engaging in the deeds of bodhisattvas.
Mumba simla lava zam you chokam shena, desam ye me chose. Tis not a mumba sim, said the kissing on the Jenju simbi tomba majuba che, the simjatam you sang go on top of show, simbi de nigi, na, Jenju sim, the juma main by Kevina, dene, and degree vessena, and desam you digmare, as you were a chok, chok, degree with chokums and a degree vessor. Desam you chokums and a, desam ye me chose and digmares.
What I've just presented then is where we're starting here. So just below the verse from Jaya Rinpoche on page 39, the above is a training known as aspiring bodhicitta. Should someone ask, is this discipline sufficient? The answer is no.
Jubi Domba, Jenny Simbi, Jutum Lange, Jessica Jubala, Jessica Jubala, Labochila, Labgo Rese, Labgo Rese.
And the text then continues, you should also practice engaging bodhicitta, take the bodhisattva vows, and train in the vast activities of a bodhisattva. So this is what is required to do. Now that bodhicitta has been generated in one's continuum, then one is now determined to fulfill the aspiration one has. And here one makes the vow, or the promise, the commitment, that I will engage in the activities of a bodhisattva, the six perfections. So what is not explicitly stated here is that one receives the bodhisattva vows. But the meaning is that one, so there's bodhisattva vows in terms of the, I think it's 46 bodhisattva vows. But what the meaning is that one makes the promise to engage in the six perfections. One, should one understand that to mean the bodhisattva vows? That wouldn't be mistaken, although that is not what is explicitly said. And the sentence continues. Perhaps I'll read it all again. You should also practice engaging bodhicitta. Take the bodhisattva vows and train in the vast activities of a bodhisattva. The six perfections to ripen your own continuum and the four ways of positively influencing others so as to ripen their minds.
The Rangi member Jibia Persian to the Persian to in Yamlin, the Sosugi Guidi member Jebas, Sosugi member Jebas, no Sosugi, and that you can say to you and then the Tempasha or watch the Rangi member Jebas, Sosugi Yamlin Chidu Kabla, then on to the Carrioras in it, on to the Sernayore, and the Carrioras in it, and the Shanli, Nubi Samba, Nusimu Gore, to the Luna Yusimu and the Shanla Nubi, Nusimu Gore.
The text states, the six perfections to ripen your own continuum. The meaning then of this reference here to one's own continuum is that it's through training in the six perfections that one eliminates the obstacles to the achievement of enlightenment. Obstacles would include miserliness, harmful intent that is expressed mentally as well as verbally and physically, anger, laziness, a mind that is both distracted and overly excited, and ignorance. So these six, miserliness, harmful intent, anger, laziness, a mind that is distracted and overexcited, and ignorance, are obstacles to enlightenment that are overcome or eliminated through one training in the six perfections. So that's the meaning for the reference here to one's own continuum.
Then, Shengyu member Chebegi, do you know what she lavores? Today, Shengyu, that means Shandagi Gugi, and the Chiguya, Ya, gave some of the Yarne, Gombe to Joyalia, and the Delhi, do you know what she says, you're on Delhi lavores, the Chandor Shagores.
And the four ways of positively influencing others so as to ripen their minds. So these are four activities that the bodhisattva engages in so as to enable others to accumulate virtue on their continuums. Hence the reference to ripen their minds, enabling others to accumulate virtue. And these you can find a few pages on page
45. Person to love, yes, 주제님네
The text then first presents an explanation on each of the six perfections, and thereafter a brief explanation on the four ways of positively influencing others. The six perfections we've heard, we know the six as being generosity, ethical restraint, patience, joyous perseverance, concentration, and wisdom. And generosity being the first, that's the first one that will be presented.
진발랍스니 다가르스네 다군원데라 진발랍스니 심전 탐지기 칠도 산요고반 토와 토브라 자오 님베 삼비 군년아 대해서 우리다지 제 잔주 심유 군에 다른가나 저기 잔주 심비기 람냠는 지고 바자 잔주 심유 군에 랑제안에 지진베 냠는 삼당고 우리 제제 진행자 심디야 심전 탐지기 칠도 산요고반 토 토브라 자오 님비 삼바디 군에 랑데서 우리다
So right at the bottom, page 39, based on the motivation to attain Buddhahood in order to be of benefit to all sentient beings. So this is the motivation that a bodhisattva will have for all the activities. Here it's explicitly mentioned for a generosity, but all activities, all deeds that a bodhisattva engages in, will be done under the influence of this motivation.
The
meaning of generosity in brief is to give. And what one would give would be one's body, one's possessions, one's material possessions, all of one's good qualities. And one would give these to the three jewels, one's lama, the sangha, as well as sufferings, all other ordinary suffering sentient beings. So it's to help others, to ease the burden of suffering of others, to help others through giving. That in brief is the meaning of generosity. Shidua, Jimba Tongue Gaza, Jimba Wen Jimba de Che, Jimba Tongue Gaza de Che, and the Jimbi Zedish, Jimba Tongue Yusin, and the Nigi, and the Jimba Wen de Che, Shishagua. To understand generosity well, then, that was the meaning of it, that it's generosity means to give. And so let's make an illustration to deepen that understanding. So let's take an object for one's generosity, being someone who's ill, a patient, someone who's sick. So that's the object for the practice of generosity. The substance would be, or the substance of generosity, the substance of giving, would be perhaps to give them medicine or to give them money so that they can afford medical treatment. That would be an illustration of the substance. to the object of generosity, the patient. The practice of generosity is the intention to help, the intention to give. So that is the practice. And so it's the mental attitude. And then fourthly, the person would be the practitioner engaging in the practice of generosity. So there are two people involved. The one is the object of the generosity. The other is the generous person. And between those two, there's the substance. Perhaps it's the money to afford the treatment, or maybe it's the giving of medicine. And then there is the actual practice of generosity, the intention to give. So it's important to be clear on this. I'll give another easy to understand illustration. So when one is making offerings, for example, the recipient or the object to which generosity is being practiced would be, for example, one's lama or the sangha, for example. The substance would be being offered would be whether it's one was making an offering of water bowls or whatever. That would be the substance. The mind of giving, the mind of generosity, that is the actual practice. And then fourthly, there's the person who is the offerer. So there are these four divisions, the recipient, the offerer, the offering, and then the substance being offered. So these four. If we encounter or know someone who is impoverished, they struggle perhaps to afford their medical bills, they struggle to eat a nutritious diet, then when we are in a situation where we have the capacity to help them, to ease their suffering, and we don't do so, the reason for not doing so would be that we haven't given rise to a genuine wish to help them, a genuine wish to give to them. And this could be because whilst recognizing their need and recognizing we have the ability to help, we also have the thought, but hang on, I will then go without. If I give to this person, I will have less. So here, despite having the opportunity to help someone, due to miserliness, we do not help them. So here we see miserliness prevents us from being generous, prevents us from giving. And miserliness is an affliction. And being an afflicted mind It's a mind that we need to abandon. How to do so? Well, being consciousness. Consciousness is abandoned through cultivating a contrary consciousness. So to abandon the afflicted mind of miserliness, we need to train our mind in the wish to give, train our mind in generosity, and still cultivating ever more or gaining ever stronger habituation with the wish to give, that the contrary afflicted mind of miserliness will weaken and eventually be eliminated. Bodhisattva then will train in this way, cultivating the strengthening their habituation with the wish to give to others and give to them physical help, in other words, give their body, use their material resources to help others, use their skills and good qualities to help others, offer their virtue to help others. So they'll generate in meditation this wish ever more to give. They will also, under the influence of this developing aspiration, they will help others and they will give. They will make offerings on the shrine and so forth. And whenever they encounter an opportunity to benefit others and they have the capacity to do so, they will help others. They will train their way of thinking, reflecting that their material resources, their body, their skills and good qualities and virtue, the purpose for me, the Bodhisattva, to have all of this is to directly or indirectly aid others, help others, be of assistance to others. This is how a Bodhisattva trains. The purpose of meditation is to develop ever stronger familiarity or habituation to a virtuous way of thinking and thereby to weaken our habituation to non-virtuous ways of thinking. So here the Bodhisattva is training to develop the strength of their wish to give and thereby will counter and weaken their sense of miserliness. Engaging in these meditations repeatedly over a sustained period, they will want to help. They will want to help others in any way they can, to give readily in any way they can to others. And thereby, when the opportunity comes to perhaps, for example, to make offerings, whether water bowls, flowers, and so forth, they will readily do so without any hesitation. Because if one doesn't train one's mind like this, miserliness, the strength of one's miserliness, will remain. And it's miserliness that will cause us not to notice opportunities to benefit others when they come our way. Moreover, miserliness also prevents us from engaging in helping others when we do have the capacity to do so. But here the Bodhisattva trains, developing in their meditation ever more the wish to give, to use their resources to help others. And thereby they notice ever more opportunities, and without hesitation, they help others and benefit others. Training of a bodhisattva, in the training of the body, when the bodhisattva is engaging in the training of generosity, they are meditating on giving, generating the ever stronger wish to give others, to give to others, to help others in accordance with their capacity in a wide variety of circumstances. This is the training. Through this mental training, they will then also ever more physically help others, or help others in a manifest sense. So independence on their growing mental training, they will help others also. So it's not only a mental exercise, but independence on the mental development, actual help is delivered to others. And generosity is a training of great importance and shouldn't be ignored or forgotten about. It's Buddha Shakyamuni presented it first because of its, first amongst the six, because of its importance. As I said right at the outset of tonight's talk, all beings want happiness. All beings only want to experience happiness. We all want to be in good health. We don't want to suffer from hunger or from weather that is, or we don't suffer from being too cold or being too hot. These and all other forms of suffering are unwanted. When we experience this, we want the opposite of that. We want our experience of suffering to end. We want something opposite to that. But all experiences of happiness and suffering come about in dependence on causes and conditions. So if we are hungry and we need to have sufficient food, we need money for that. If we are cold, we need money for heating. If we overly hot, we need money perhaps for air conditioning. So if we're ill, we need to be able to afford medical treatment. So therefore, financial resources are required in order to achieve our desired happiness and to overcome these coarser forms of suffering. This is the situation for human beings. We require financial resources. We require material resources. Without these, we cannot achieve the favorable circumstances to live, let alone to live comfortably. Moreover, to be able to engage in developing our mental state, we also need material resources or material comfort and financial resources. We need these also to be able to help others, to be of benefit to others. We need financial resources, material resources, in order to improve our education. So there's so many reasons for which humans are reliant on having sufficient financial and other material resources.
Mm-hmm.
There is great importance for human beings to have sufficient material as well as financial resources to fulfill in the immediate term our own needs as well as to be able to help others. As well, and thirdly, to be able to develop spiritually, we do need to have our basic material needs taken care of, fulfilled. So our current material situation has come about in dependence on causes that we ourselves have accumulated in the past. Therefore, we need to ensure that we accumulate sufficient causes now so that in our future lives we can have an abundance of financial and material resources so that Not only we can sustain our lives and to a required level of comfort, but so that we can continue our spiritual development and be of benefit to others. So recognizing this basic need for financial and material resources, Buddha Shakyamuni presented this as the first amongst the six perfections. Generosity is presented in three divisions or three different types. The order we have here is the generosity of giving of the Dharma, generosity of giving fearlessness, and material generosity or giving material resources. The first one, I'll just very slightly change the translation. The first one then is giving unmistaken teachings to all those destitute of Dharma instruction. So the meaning here is quite clear. To give guidance in the Dharma to those who have an interest, firstly, and secondly, when giving a Dharma instructions or Dharma guidance, to do so in a way that is unmistaken. Of the three types of generosity, that of giving Dharma, giving fearlessness, and giving material resources. In order to be able to give this type, that of giving the Dharma to others, in order to be able to do this, not only does one have to generate the mind of generosity, cultivate the mind of generosity, but one has to be trained in the Dharma itself first. One has to be spiritually developed, one has to be trained oneself in the Dharma before one can give the Dharma to others. The practice of generosity is generating the wish to give. So here we can generate, generate the wish to give to others the Dharma that we do know, generate the wish ever more that in order to ease the burden of suffering of others, the Dharma that I have come to understand, I will give to others, I will share with others.
So, 관주 신주구리 제자 신외나 안에 나라야 비주시라 책 말씀에 삼든 제자님이 건들 럭미에 삼배 삼로 해바나 디세나 책으로 와 럭미에 수수기 연대디 챤레 럭미에 삼바이나 세나 책으로 와 지사당이 연대디 코론스레 럭미 인생비 코스레 하고 건들 럭지 건수 신발 지주기 인생비 파 건들 럭미 인생바나 동외 삼바 책으로 와 지사 럭미에게 신배 디 동외 삼바디체 That Lavia did the Eddie, that Jimmy Zay said it, they love you and then the Chagra, you and then the Malaya, you and then the Chagra. Then love say you did that Chigi Jim, but not say you did Chagra.
The training of generosity is to overcome the afflicted mind of miserliness. So here is one is generating the wish, what I know, what I've come to understand, and what I will come to understand, I will give this to others. I will share this with others. I will not keep it to myself. I will not keep it to myself because I want to ease the burden of suffering of others where I can. And also, I will guard against this mind of miserliness that wants to keep my good qualities to myself, not share them with others, not allow others to grow and perhaps excel in their good qualities, exceeds in their good qualities what I have managed to develop. That would be a miserly attitude, and I won't allow such an attitude to overcome me. Rather, what I have in order to help others with. So in this way, we train in the meditation. The object of the practice of generosity, or the recipient, would be suffering sentient beings. The substance would be our Dharma knowledge. The substance that is being offered is our Dharma knowledge. The meditation, this is the practice of generosity. And then the offerer is the person engaging in the meditation. Dependence then on what one's own study and meditation, whatever one has accumulated, this is an object that one can, when appropriate, offer to others. So when others have interest, then one can offer the Dharma that one has trained in to them. And this is something that we all can do in accordance with our current capacity. For example, to encourage others not to accumulate negativities, not to accumulate the causes for future suffering. And thereby, for example, encouraging others not to lie, not to speak in a harsh or a coarse manner to others, not to harm others physically or verbally. So in this way, we can practice giving of the Dharma to others by encouraging them not to add to harm in the world. Similarly, we can give Dharma to others by encouraging others who have interest to accumulate virtue and do it in a way that's in accordance with their own personalities, encouraging them to make offerings, say, of water bowls or flowers and so forth, encouraging them in other ways to accumulate virtue. So these would be illustrations of giving Dharma, in brief, not to cause harm, and rather to be of benefit in varying ways. And then further, as one's own knowledge develops, and when one encounters people who have interest, one can talk to them about, for example, impermanence, bodhicitta, how to develop a warm and loving attitude, and so forth. So in this way, the knowledge and experience of the Dharma that you have now already, as well as what you continue to develop through receiving teachings, engaging daily meditation, this you can practice the giving of Dharma with. As always in the Buddha Dharma, one must utilize one's wisdom. Guard one's mind, ensure that one isn't overcome by emotion. So one may, in one's meditation, develop the strong wish to give to others. And in this context, we're talking about giving the Dharma. One may have a strong wish to give to others, and one may have an opportunity where you can see the knowledge and experience you have would be of real benefit to someone. But here, don't allow yourself or guard yourself from being overcome by the emotion of wanting to give, but use your wisdom. Is this person a suitable recipient? The object of the recipients of the offering of generosity, are they suitable for this advice, this Dharma teaching or this advice or not? If they do have interest, if they are open to what one has to say, then share with them. But if not, use the wisdom and refrain. What one doesn't want to do is with open enthusiasm to share, to give advice or to share the Dharma, but the person responds with anger and thereby accumulates non-virtue. Or if the future opening of the door to the Dharma, that possibility is then shut. So use your wisdom and share the Dharma with those who have an interest, but don't do it with those who do not yet have an interest.
Delia, Dambuchi, Chinchimoloba, Tembas, Manoa, Che, Manoa, Matubachi, Malakur, Madajin, Norne Shevena, Chike, Notu Chimbuchagor, Notu Chimbu, Norne Shevena, and Gawa, Yangi, Sabla Tiba Chimbosa, and Yachagura, Chizeta, Norshu, Marchizada, Manoa, Che, Matuba Shevala, Susurangi, Chikitone, Lobjon, She had just.
So here in our book, we can change the second word from correct to unmistaken. So give unmistaken teachings. And then unmistaken can understand here in two ways. Of course, the Dharma that one shares with others should be unmistaken, not our own interpretation, but the actual presentation, the correct presentation. This is what should be shared. The second way to understand this is we should share the Dharma with those who are suitable for the Dharma, those who are open to your advice, open to receiving a Dharma teaching. So whether you're giving a Dharma teaching or you're giving advice, it should be done in an unmistaken manner. Both what is said should be unmistaken, and the person to whom one is giving advice or giving a teaching, they should be a suitable recipient, open to what you have to say.
나중에 진바 담아 있나 나 좀 진비 나네 진바 약속도 채고 그래 그래서네 시행기 비는 아주 저기 되기 두야라 아주 저기 되기 약고 두야라 아주 선바 나르기 념몽 받게 마 되샤 콘로 디마 시시에 나 저기 잠바다 잠제 삼로다 아니 지 유유무이니 수다 하고 회 삼로디기 레바이 나 아주 되기 리거로 디나시 옌기 디기 두야데 옌기 마신 버디나 마신 바 먹어디게 매버서 고르와 지산 옌기 맨이 제 콘로 매버서야 매바 마 냠네 제주 콘데 잠제 곰주 콘데 매버서야다 데네 되자 매바 뇽모 매버서와는 고 디유 하야기 Tarbada, Tamje Kimbiko, Montreal, Tan Yering, your chowards, the Jimba Chi, Jimba, the Jimbi Nane, that Jimba Yashu, the Jesuor.
Of the three types of the three types of generosity, this first type, that of giving of the Dharma, is the very best. There is no greater gift to give to others than that of the Dharma. And the reason that this is the supreme of offerings is because we all long for happiness, a state where we've completely freed from suffering. And the cause of our suffering are the afflicted minds. And that is something that is largely unknown in the world. That knowledge that the cause of our suffering is not external to us, but it's our own way of thinking, that mere knowledge is largely unknown. The gift of that is empowering to people. Moreover, because the cause of our suffering are faulty ways of thinking, therefore, the way to attain happiness is to transform our minds, to eliminate the afflictions and develop virtuous ways of thinking. In other words, to cultivate and skillfully apply antidotes. That knowledge is also largely unknown in the world. And therefore, giving that knowledge counts as the greatest of gifts. Because giving the knowledge that the cause of our suffering is our own afflicted minds and the cause of lasting happiness is virtuous minds, as well as then how to recognize faulty ways of thinking and virtuous ways of thinking and apply virtuous ways of thinking, these are the best of gifts because they lead to the lasting happiness of liberation and enlightenment.
And the Nigi, and the Chigi Chimba, say, do it on the Sanji Kova Tarbata, Tamche Kimbiki, Kova Toyaki Tundala, on the Kishu Tubiaki, Yamlin, Susu Shanley, Lapche, Yamlin Cheshu, Labia, the Chigi Chimba Sigurua. Now, on the Nigi, and the Chigi, Tarbata, Tamche Kimba, the Nigi, Kiwa Chimagi, Toyaki, some Matawache, D, some Matawache, and Shangi.
Generally, it's quite clear that giving the Dharma to others, sharing with others how to recognize the causes of our suffering, these afflicted minds, to explain clearly what is meant by afflictions and how they arise, and what are their antidotes and how to develop them and how to apply them in order to attain lasting happiness of liberation and enlightenment, that I think is quite clear, that this is the giving of the Dharma. And the purpose of giving the Dharma, or the motivation, is so that others can achieve happiness. But what about sharing knowledge in terms of how to develop the variety of skills that are required in the world so that we can overcome our everyday problems and achieve some worldly happiness and overcome our worldly problems and difficulties? What about the sharing of that kind of knowledge and information? Is that generosity too? And if so, amongst these three types, where is it found? All of you have a wide knowledge or an expansive knowledge of a variety of skills and inner qualities that you can share with others to help them overcome their problems in this life, to achieve happiness that will last, whilst only lasting for this life, will nevertheless be happiness. And the giving of that is generosity and certainly should be done. However, whilst it does ease the suffering of others and lead to the attainment of happiness, it doesn't lead to the attainment of enlightenment or liberation. So therefore, it's not included as the giving of Dharma. However, it is of the class of the giving of Dharma, but not explicitly or directly, rather, not directly the giving of Dharma, but you would include it in this overall category. It's also good to be clear that giving is not necessarily synonymous with generosity. So whilst generosity is explained as the mind of giving, or the practice of generosity is cultivating the wish to give, it doesn't necessarily mean that all acts of giving are what is meant by generosity. Because the context, of course, needs to be kept in mind. The practice of generosity is meant to ease the suffering burden of beings. Ideally, to lead to the accumulation of causes for enlightenment, but also to overcome temporary suffering as well. So that is the meaning or the purpose of generosity. And giving is usually presented in this context. If one gives outside of this context, it would, whilst being giving, would not be generosity. So for example, if someone you know, a friend of yours, is involved in conflict with someone, and you perhaps give them a weapon to use in this conflict, that may be giving, because you're giving them something, but is not considered generosity. Or if you were to think, well, I will give them some advice, I will give them some training in maybe fighting skills. That is giving you training, but that is not included amongst generosity, because of course that just adds to the burden of suffering. So it's very different, for example, for giving a patient medication or medical treatment and giving a weapon to someone wanting to go and fight. Both are giving, but only the first would be considered generosity. This differentiation can be further understood through thinking about causality. As we've heard, the practice of generosity creates the causes to ensure that in our future lives we have an abundance of material prosperity. That will not be the result that comes from acts of giving that exacerbates the suffering in the world. Because to create the causes for material abundance, these are creating the causes for happiness. If one is training others in the dark arts of fighting, these martial arts, or in how to kill, or making gifts of weapons, these are adding to suffering. These are not only adding to suffering, but oneself is creating the causes for suffering in the future. The ripening result of, for example, giving weapons would be that one will experience illness in future lives, one will experience a lot of harm from others, and so forth. So these are not the results of the practice of generosity. The practice of generosity is a virtuous practice, therefore the causes that are created are causes for happiness.
Simjian tamje dewa de dena simbe temper show sibe samlo ta dewa de temper show sam jibu jibu ta sam ta ma tamje simjian dewa den tu gure sen den tu ya khaw lo ba chida simjian dewa de temper show se dewa de den gu du sam de sam jamba sam da ta dewa temper la dewa yong ye gi gyu sa chu gu du khon zuliya chida gyu de sa chu gu du chida kon te dewa de den gu du sam be samlo shu chen bu yona ta khon zuliya dewa kan se den gu gu sen bi ge 답시 제어도 그 대화용 규사 주고도 대전 규가를 사 주고서는 제단의 건들이야 이게 진비 냠는 제야 샘비게 잘이야 로제게 되니게 로제게 건들이야 납제 개조 사 줘야 돼 제단 되니게 사 주고 있나 아니 건들이야 안 진비게 변에 건들이 진바라 당주 안 지야 예 최가 되와 티신이야 안 메도로 부야다 연차 부야다 되와 가실려
맹기 유사월에 제가 유사반자 디테보 동화 대화를 연구를 했다. 제가 되네서 그 대화의 대나 삼제 삼단에 콜레 대화용의 규디 바사 주야라 만족이 비주시에 대 특시화되 계체 못 지식차월에 다 심지한 담주 동화다 드라나 삼비게 삼다도 동화다 자고도 삼비게 동화데 자고 삼비 삼로 지 땅에 다 디삼 디가라 샹다 삼마다나 다 동화다 투야 매바레
제사 동안에 자고도 다 동안에 자야라 콜 가르치고서는 콜이야 콩으로 끼마죠 콩으로 뇽을 따야 맨날 제 주인이 마시야 제는 콩으로 깨바네 뇽모발 디게 강아지 거래 제 착바 숙침을 깨바네 디 뇽모발 디게 동아용 거래 제단 다 세나 숙침을 깨바네 디 동 뇽모발 디 동아용 거래 제수 파 매버스야 된다리야 아니 그거 지금 아다 저런 잠재 검도 수신 염내 전에야 고여서 잠재게 검주야라비야 아니 지금 안대야 안도시 진배 따야기 냠네 제드니 신 야고여서 진배 냠라야 되니게 안지게 아 저게 지게 계셔져야 되니게 계획 자와되기 파시여도 안지게 레로 지게 말 계획 자와려 준주 좀 고르스비 레로 냠네지야 레로 빵전 준주 냠네지야 안지 세보 고미야기 세보 고미야기 계셔도 냠네 제주베나 이네코 가스는 뇽모바티게 파 슈슈 따야게 사고 진짜 동안을 줘야게 동안 여야 유디 가요도 아니 동안 여야게 망반의 동안 여야 슈슈 타고 지고 진짜 진짜 만 저게 샘젠 동안에 잔 대화대 되나 선배에게 삼단에 대화 된비 귤 파라 동안에 잔아 선배 니지 곰네 코 동안에 자야게 돈다라 동안 자상 탑실다 탑람지 랍데 취기 좀 받자 어두시네 진짜 니네 삼단제 안두시네 냠네 삼단이 라렌다야디다 최기 진비 냠렌 라렌고스다고래 제자다 데네 라렌다 와라 소소나랑게다 냥 강신규 최기디 야샬야 징이 랍기 셈비게다 시엔 동아세야다 디기 주비야 던다랑이 랍기 셈비 삼로디 야네 야도 따야리 곰 시에딩 아주 최기 진바 냠렌 저 곰야디 곰 곰네 라렌고스 따야디 다 미 지 니 숨 술이나 가제나 데네기 토네 진바다 주야다 진베 냠네지야 최후회 냠네지야 잔주셈 가서래 잔제곰 주야 니제곰 주야 데네 제 전주 제주야다 세보곰야다 데네기 라야디다 최기 진바 원내디 담고래 나다 라른 원내디 디차고래 나 데네 진행한 저기 도스네 아니 지제바이나 니기 제보 디기 마오바나 소소라랄야 최 냠네 제야라 고갑야고 튕게 야가요야다 소수기 다 쟁기 쟁을 랍디 소수기 삼나땅 제델이나 소수기 냠네디 야 슈체실 두고로 가서 쟁을 소수기 야네 야도 삼다디 뉴바 셈노디 슈 뉴바 슈체실 두고로 와제데 디니자 디링한데 데 진비 냠네 내가 최 냠네 제라 거르디 디네셰 디 제네야 제마나 안딜마 아직 못 드셔도 니바니 니디 슈야실 와
In the meditations preceding this, we've cultivated the mind of love, the wish for others to abide in lasting, stable happiness. But no matter how strong a mind of love we have generated within ourselves, all sentient beings are not through the generation of the mere generation of love within us, all sentient beings are not going to abide in happiness. For sentient beings to abide in happiness, the causes for happiness need to be cultivated. They themselves need to cultivate the causes for happiness. So here in the meditation, one has generated a mind of love, wanting others to abide in happiness. But in order for that to be actualized, others or beings need to be trained in how to accumulate the causes for happiness. For example, they need to be trained in generosity. They need to be taught about how to accumulate virtue through making offerings of flowers or whatever and so forth. In general, though, we can say they need to be encouraged in virtue because it's through developing ever stronger virtuous minds themselves, they will be accumulating the causes for happiness. So here the meditator, having generated love already, generated bodhicitta already, now trains in generosity, developing the wish that in order for others to be happy, I will train them, I will teach them in how to accumulate the causes for happiness. Similarly, the meditator has previously generated compassion. May all sentient beings be completely freed from suffering, abide in a state never punctuated by even a moment of suffering. No matter how strong the meditator has generated compassion for all sentient beings won't abide in a state freed from suffering merely through the generation of compassion in the continuum of a meditator. Sentient beings need to understand, they need to be guided in recognizing the causes of suffering, how to eliminate previously accumulated causes of suffering, and how not to accumulate further causes of suffering. In other words, sentient beings need to be trained in, for example, how to cultivate love, how to cultivate compassion themselves, how to cultivate generosity so as to overcome the affliction of miserliness, how to cultivate the mind of patience so as not to get angry or frustrated. In other words, how to recognize non-virtue and how to recognize virtue, how to overcome the afflicted minds, which are non-virtuous, how to cultivate the antidotal minds, the minds of virtue. Because in this way, the afflicted minds of beings will weaken, and thereby their suffering will weaken. So here the practitioner, having generated bodhicitta, they then, will in meditating on the generosity, on giving of Dharma, will generate the wish to guide beings in how to recognize and abandon their afflictions, because that is how beings overcome suffering. So here, in our meditation, we're generating the wish to guide others in this way, to be of benefit to them, to be able to give appropriate advice to those who are suitable for that advice, in how to develop minds of virtue, and how to overcome non-virtuous minds, the afflicted minds. And through engaging in this meditation, we will start to recognize opportunities where we can give advice to others. And not only recognize those opportunities, but we will do so. And in this way, one will, in a sense, be teaching the Dharma, maybe to one person or to two people, but one will be teaching the Dharma. And in this way, we will be fulfilling our aspiration to bring about states of happiness in the lives of others, to ease the suffering in the lives of others. And not only will we be bringing benefit to others, both now and in their future lives, but we ourselves will gain immediate benefit, because through teaching others or giving advice to others, in that very moment, we are thinking about the Dharma. The Dharma is deepening in us. Thereafter, we will have some encouragement from this, and we will think about the Dharma even more. The Dharma will deepen in us. And as we gain ever greater experience in this way, we will do so more readily, more skillfully, and the minds of the Dharma will grow in strength within us. So in this way, benefit will come to ourselves as well as to others. So that's our class for this evening. If you have some questions, then please feel free to ask. I'll just give the answer to my question, and the question will be clear. So if in our daily life we are with our families or with friends or associates, and in relation to their lived experiences or the problems they're experiencing, we give them advice that is in accordance with the Dharma, but not necessarily using Dharma words, and we're giving with a motivation that's as presented here, a motivation that may their suffering be eased, may they in their future lives progress towards enlightenment and so forth. That would be an act of giving the Dharma, although it's not a formal Dharma situation, or one's not even necessarily explicitly talking about the Dharma, but due to the content of what one is saying, being in accordance with the Dharma, and one has a motivation as expressed here, then that would be included within the practice of giving the Dharma. Whereas if one was just talking to one's friends or family without a specific this specific Dharma motivation, then it wouldn't be one's same advice, wouldn't be that of giving the Dharma, but would be similar to that. Okay, then thank you. Then we can end here for tonight. Thank you.